Have you ever found yourself angry and really not knowing why you're angry? Proverbs 19 and 11 says, sensible people control their temper. They even earn respect by overlooking wrongs. You see, it seems like all it takes for us to be angry, outraged, or offended is just a quick scroll through social media or turn on the TV. Every other show, someone's angry. Here's the reality of life. Anger, outrage, controversy, it sells. And so every news media, news outlet, here's what they do. They keep writing those polarizing headlines because it gets more clicks. Cancel culture keeps people talking. And so here's the reality of life that we may not want to admit. Many of us like being angry. It keeps us in the news. It keeps us in the conversation. But as Christians, you have to be careful because we sometimes even label our anger as being righteous. And then we make excuses for it and we think it's for a good cause. Family, listen to Proverbs 19 and 11. Sensible people control their temper. Ephesians 4 and 26 says, don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. For anger gives a foothold to the devil. Ultimately, family, godly anger prompts us to do something to help. But human anger prompts us to do something to hurt. Think about it for a second. Is it possible that our anger is often fueled by our pride? Because here's the thing about anger. It often convinces us we're right. And if we're right, that means they're wrong. And if they're wrong, that means we win. And that sense of winning, being on the right side, and praising ourselves for our good behavior, it really fuels our pride. Family, read the text again. Sensible people control their temper. Ask yourself a question. Is my anger most often fueled by righteousness or my desire to be right? Is my anger helping others or hurting others? How often is my pride the source of my anger? Because here's the reality of life. You and I are responsible for controlling our anger. Sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. Hey, family, check your anger today and make sure God is pleased with your actions. Be blessed, saints, and give him praise. In Jesus' name, amen.